From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. North Korea has fired another missile over Japan. The Pentagon says an intermediate-range ballistic missile was launched from near Pyongyang early Friday. It flew over Japan's Hokkaido Island before dropping into the Pacific. Japan immediately condemned the launch and said it can never tolerate this repeated provocative action by North Korea. The launch comes just days after the UN Security Council imposed some of the harshest sanctions so far against North Korea for its nuclear tests and its refusal to stop test-firing missiles. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says the crisis currently facing the Rohingya Muslims may be the defining moment for Myanmar's civilian-led government. He spoke to reporters Thursday during a visit to Britain.
And I think it is important that the global community speak out in support of what we all know the expectation is towards the treatment of people, regardless of their ethnicity, and that we must, this violence must stop, this persecution must stop. It's been characterized by many as ethnic cleansing. That must stop.
Myanmar's ambassador to the United States told VOA that his country is the victim of terrorists and false media reporting on the Rohingya crisis in Rakhine State. Aung Lin said the country's security forces had not overreacted in responding to attacks on security forces by Rohingya militants on August 25th. Since then, nearly 390,000 Rohingya Muslims have fled to Bangladesh as their villages have been burned and looted. This is VOA News. More than 100 girls kidnapped in 2014 by Boko Haram militants in Nigeria are finally preparing to return home. Reuters correspondent Pascal Davies has the story.
Nigeria's Chibok girls, once kidnapped by Islamist group Boko Haram, now celebrating their freedom. 106 of them have been staying in a government-owned facility where they've received psychological and medical care. They'll finally join their families. 270 girls were kidnapped by Boko Haram in 2014. 82 were freed in May after mediation by the government, and another 24 were released or found last year. Boko Haram's seven-year insurgency has spread fear across the country. The militant group has killed over 15,000 people and displaced at least 2 million others.
Reporter Pascal Davies. President Trump on Thursday threatened to take unspecified action against Iran next month. He expressed his continued dissatisfaction with the 2015 nuclear agreement signed by Iran and a group of world powers, including the United States. On Air Force One, the president said, "We're not going to stand for what they're doing to this country. They have violated so many different elements, but they've also violated the spirit of that deal, and you will see what we'll be doing in October. It will be very evident." He repeated it's a deal that should have never, ever been made. Mr. Trump also said Thursday he's fairly close to a deal with congressional leaders to protect hundreds of thousands of young immigrants from being deported years after their parents illegally brought them into the United States, but he insisted that any agreement must include, quote, massive border security. The U.S. Treasury Department has imposed sanctions on 11 entities and individuals for supporting Iranian activity that the Trump administration considers hostile, including cyber attacks against American financial institutions. The action freezes any assets the individuals and companies hold in the U.S. and bars American citizens, residents, and American companies from doing business with them. And the United States is responding to Russian propaganda with new media efforts aimed at countering, quote, Kremlin distortions with objective news. The Broadcasting Board of Governors CEO John Lansing spoke on Thursday to a Senate committee. He said he'd seen a global explosion of propaganda and lies. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.